Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The time now is exactly 7 minutes, just after one on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we just came out from the news bulletin with Mike Potgieter. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Ange Campos Real. We're talking about women making waves in the construction and renewable energy sectors, both locally and intercontinentally. And what I love about the whole thing is that even men are now involved.
Yes. I love that. Everybody's now involved.
All right, let's listen to your message, because I said when we come back, we're going to attend to Pete's question. Let us listen to Pete as he asks his question.
Radio Pulpit and South Africa listeners, interesting discussion regarding business. My question is, though, is it God's business to look after your business? Or is it your business to look after God's business? A lot of Christians start a business, but they are failing. A lot. I think we need to sit down and look at our motives. Why are we doing business? Yes, the word is important, but also simple business principles is also important. But the most important thing is, God is entrusting you with his business. It's not the other way around.
Exactly.
Be blessed and good luck to all the business people. I'm also pondering about the same thing. Do I need to start a business or not now? So yeah, we all need help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, that amen. Is so awesome, Pete. And he's asking a question. Is it God's business to watch your business, or is it the other way around? Is it us who are watching God's business?
Yeah.
And he's also concerned about us Christians going into business and then failing right there in the business sector. I'm reminded that Me Prudence Muchumi always says the business space is a very spiritual space. It's the most spiritual place, or should I say the marketplace is as very spiritual. And that's why you need to go armed with the full armor of God when you're going out there. There are so many things that you will meet. And for the reason that you're a God's child, you will be attacked for that as well. Pastor Ange, what do we say to him?
Yes, I love what was it, Pete? Eh? Pete, I love what Peter said. Thank you for that, Pete. You know, that is something I actually live by. I always say that I've done my part. You know, I've registered the business. I've registered it in heaven. I've registered it on earth. I've presented it to the Lord. You know, before I go to that, you know, when David was born, I think I shared this previously. He was about a week old. I mean, I was a young mom. I was like 24 years old, 25 years old. I'd never, you know, taken care of a baby before. I was driving home, you know, taking him home for the first time. And I remember just carrying this little baby in my arms in the car, and I gave him to the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, I don't know how to take care of this child. I'm terrified. You've given him to me as a gift, and I'm giving him back to you. That was 18 years ago, and I gave David back to the Holy Spirit on my way, you know, home from giving birth to him. And in the 18 years, I have never needed to do much for David. There were prophecies that went over David's life that the Lord said he will teach David things that you know, nobody will need to teach him. The Holy Spirit himself will teach David things. And he comes up with things, with ideas. You know, David thinks about things a person would never think about. I've seen that. And every step of the way, I've had challenges. You know, taking care of my child, which high school to take him to. Now he needs to go to university, so on and so forth. Every single time I went back to the Holy Spirit and I said, Lord, I gave David to you when he was born. He belongs to you. He's not mine. He's yours. Protect him. Mm. Provide for him. Mm. Take care of him. Mm. Teach him. Mm. Lead him. Guide him. Take care of this baby you gave me. Protect this gift. Make this gift the best it can be. Use this gift you have given me for the extension of your kingdom. He is yours.
Mm.
And I've seen God. You know, somebody's offered David a bursary without me. David came to me. He said, Mom, You are busy applying to universities. How are you going to pay for it? I said, hey, listen here. You belong to the Holy Spirit. He will take care of you. Don't come and put things on me. That's not my problem. And every step of the way, I've taught David, he belongs to the Holy Spirit. He's not my problem. He's the Holy Spirit's problem. The Holy Spirit must take care of him. And the Holy Spirit has taken care of this child every step of
so
his life.
So this is how we ought to be treating our businesses as well.
In the same way, you know, the Bible says that it is God who gives us the desire. He places a desire in our heart for things. The word desire means the will of the Father. The word sire means Father. Desire, the Greek translation of the word desire, means the will of the Father. But it is the Father who puts his desire in you. So he puts his will in you and you start to desire it. Look at God. You desire a thing. I desire a business. He put his will, the will of the Father. The word desire means the will of the Father. Mm. He puts his will in me and I decide to desire it and he grants me the desires of my heart, which is his will.
Sure.
Right? So he grants you the desire of your heart. He'll give you ideas. He'll give you a desire for this business. He grants you the desire of his heart, but you present it to him. That's his baby. He'll protect it. He'll guide it. He'll provide for it. He'll fight for it. Give it back to him. When business comes to me, I say, Lord, did you open this door? Is this the door you've opened? Because if you've opened this door, I'll be successful. But if you didn't open it, shut it. Shut this door. You make provision to me. For me, this is your baby. These are things we have to learn. This is what I live by in answer to Piet. This is what I always say, Piet. I say, Lord, I will go about your business and you go about my business.
I love that.
See what I'm doing now.
I love this that.
Yes, this is his business. Mm. Me taking time out of my day to come and encourage people, pray for people, stand upon the kingdom, establish his kingdom in the marketplace. That's his business. That's his will.
Yeah.
And while I'm doing he's taking care of me.
And I believe that these are the principles that we need to remember when we're going even out there. For him to be the one even defending and fighting for our businesses. Because once we are out there and we are in the space, we even forget, most of us forget that it's about him. And this is something that we shouldn't. That door was opened by him. This is for him. This is about him. And he will take care of it as well. And that's why we fail, because those of other kingdoms, they know their businesses belong to those kingdoms, and you would see how faithful they are to do the rituals and everything. And they thrive and they go, and we forget and we make it about us when it's not about us. We are just stewards, but it's his.
Correct. You know, to answer the other question that Pete put onto the table, he said so many businesses are failing. Remember, the book of Psalms says that a righteous man will fall seven times, but he will stand up. You can, you know, you will never fail. You will not fail if you fall and you stand up.
Mm.
Can I say that again?
Mm.
If you fall and you stand down, you have failed. But if you fall, stand up. If you think I haven't fallen in my 26 years of being in the marketplace, in the industry, I mean, that is not feasible. Every person who has succeeded has fallen. Every person who has done something significant in their life has taken risks. There were times I have to take, I mean, when I was with my husband, we had a restaurant that didn't make it. You know, he cooked well. He wanted a restaurant. I put up the money. I said, okay, give it a go. You know, it didn't make it. But he had a signage business, and he still has a signage business. But it took him many years to build it, to build a reputation, and he still has the business. You know, do not despise a day of small beginnings.
Yeah.
Do not have a fear of failure. Do not have a fear of failure. If you fall and you stand up again, you will stand up stronger. You know, I was going through a very rough time about a month ago in the area of my finances. I'll never forget, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to go back to teaching finances, the main area of ministry in my life. is finances. That is the anointing on my life, business and finances. You'll hear that when I talk about business and finances, the response from people is different to when I talk on other things. The anointing is just different. It's my area. And I've written books on the topic. I've done seminars. I've written manuals. I've shared this word, you know, intercontinentally. This is the area that God has called me. And for a while, I stopped ministering on this area. And about a month, maybe 2 months ago, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to minister in this area again because the anointing for breakthrough is attached to the word. When you speak the word in this area, there's an anointing that's released that will bring breakthrough to people.
Mm.
I then started this every second Monday. I have a prayer group where every second Monday at 7 o'clock, we connect online. I share the word. It's regarding finances. And then we pray together for breakthrough in this area.
Yeah.
The very moment I started the prayer group, the enemy came and started to attack me. The moment I started, the attack came immediately. And I took it to the Lord and I said, Lord, what is going on? I mean, I was expecting financial breakthrough. Yeah, I'm getting attacked, like heavily attacked.
Mm.
And I remember I just finished praying. I just stood off my feet. I was on my knees. I was praying. As I stood up, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said, the anointing is produced through breaking. Like when the alabaster box was broken and the perfume was poured onto Jesus. You see, many of us, we don't understand the anointing. We don't understand how the anointing is produced in our lives. Anointing is produced through breaking. There was a breaking that had to take place in my life for that beautiful perfume anointing to flow so that everyone who's attached to the message I'm bringing through the Holy Spirit can receive that anointing and receive their breakthrough. But the breakthrough had to come from the breaking. Sure. And immediately I said, I thank you, God, I received the breaking. Not even a few days later, breakthrough. First the breaking, then the anointing, then the breakthrough. You see, many of us, when we're going through the fire, we want to get out of the fire. The fire is too hot. You don't understand. It's in the fire that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego met the fourth man.
Wow.
It was in the lion's den that Daniel met the angel. You see, when we're going through the fire,
it was at the cross. It was at the cross. That our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah.
The redemption came.
Yeah.
We can't, when you're in the fire, don't be in a hurry to get out the fire. Say, sure. Lord, why? I said, went to those spirits, Lord, why am I under this attack? What is happening? Why, you told me to share this word. Now, look, the enemy has come. He said, there's an anointing. Out of that anointing came my breakthrough. Now, I just got back from Zambia. Now I'm on my way to Namibia. I mean, these people, Alenzi Energy, this company that I'm working for, they love me. I love them. They love me. You know, favor is on my life.
But
I had to go through the breaking.
Yeah. Let us take the last messages by Pietra. I'm looking at our time. I think we need to wrap up.
Yes.
Ek dink die belangrikste is, ken jy Jesus? En as jy nou in 'n ongeluk is, gaan jy hemel toe. Is jy doodseker?
Of God when you're going out there.
That's why I also believe, nee, is you need to be so, so, so into the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost said, turn right, you turn right. If the Holy Ghost said, turn left. Because there's so, so, so many false prophets in this church, and they don't, they're only after the money. So I think we need to be so in touch with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your program and I enjoy it. Blessings.
Baie dankie, Pietra. Pietra says at the beginning that is why we need to be so hidden in the Lord. And you need to be sure about your relationship with Him. Are you sure you're even going to heaven? Are you even sure you're going to heaven? So Pietra Small is just reminding us about that. And she says that's why we need to be hidden, because there are so many other voices that are speaking into our lives. So we need to be sure of our relationship with God, know His voice, spend time with the Lord Holy Spirit to a point where we know when it's Him who says to the right and not to the left. And so thank you so, so much for that. And Pete, I see your message. Before I go to it, Pietra wrote again saying, amen, all about Jesus and Jesus alone. Amen to that, Pietra. And then, Pete, I'm just about to send you a message coming there from Pastor Ange. Pete is asking about the Monday prayer group sessions. Pastor Ange, as I'm sending him, forwarding the message to him, and I think I'll forward the message to you, Pietra, as well, if you'd like to also join in on Monday prayers. Pastor Ange, tell us a little bit about those prayers if we want to get involved.
Yes, so it's every second Monday, so it's happening this week Monday at 7 p.m. You can just connect to us via WhatsApp. I did give you my number. I'll give it to you at the end of the show again. You can just connect with us via WhatsApp. Drop me a WhatsApp. We'll just send you a link. You connect through the link. We also have a WhatsApp group. We'll add you to the WhatsApp group. We open the WhatsApp group at around 10 to 7. We close it at about just past 8, where you can send through your prayer requests through the WhatsApp group. We get together and we pray, and it is for financial breakthrough. Remember that the Bible is very clear. God wants us to be prosperous in every area of our lives. He wants us to be prosperous in our health. He wants us to be prosperous in the area of our soul. So he doesn't want us to be depressed, stressed, worried, suicidal. He wants us to be, prosperous in our body. We must be healed. But he also wants us to be prosperous financially. The Bible says that he who was rich became poor so that we who are poor can be rich. The earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. Jesus died so that you don't have to suffer. You don't have to suffer. I agree with every person who has said, give your life and your heart to Jesus. I gave my life to Jesus 24 years ago. It was the best decision I ever made. Wow. I have failed. I've fallen. I have made mistakes. But the Lord has picked me up. He's restored me. He's revived me. He's given back all that the devil has stolen. Walk with the Holy Spirit. Mm. My prayer for you, my prayer for David, my prayer for myself, for my family, for Radio Pulpit, for all those that connect, those who know me, I'm constant. I always say, Lord, as your Holy Spirit was with Joseph and brought him to success at all things, let your Holy Spirit be with us. The Bible says everything that Joseph's hands touched prospered. I'm not saying you're not going to have challenges. I'm not saying you're not going to fall.
Mm.
You are. Just will come. Fall, you will fall short. You will make mistakes. But the Holy Spirit will be there to pick you up, rebuild you, and get you going again.
Wow. That is so awesome. Let me see. Tani Arshla Andrew. Gandet met e. My Groningen. Ek hoop alles is reg met jy en Jone. Maar ek is nie seker nie. Your message is coming through, but it's not visible yet. So it keeps saying we are working hard to make it visible. So ek sal wag net 'n bietjie. And she says, good afternoon. How are you, my dear Spongile Mofokeng? Please pray for me. And okay, ek sal vir jy the details sent just now as well. And I'm going to ask Pastor Ange to pray for the body of Christ in this regard. I believe it's God's time where God wants to do something for his children or through his children via the business spaces, via the marketplace. And God is empowering his own in that space. So I'm going to allow you to just pray. But before, Tani Ursula, I see your message that says, cast all your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Amen to that. And you're giving us Monday blessings, praying you have a wonderful week overflowing with God's blessings and favor. You too, Meg Gwenningen, you too. And so I just dropped the Monday's connection, how you can connect to the Monday prayers, Daniel Ursula, and to Pietra as well, and Pete. And for other family members, if you send your WhatsApp, I will just forward those that message so that you can join in. But I'm going to allow my queen to just lead us in prayer at this moment in time. We are putting in a coma because she's coming again next week, Monday, and she'll still be continuing to minister unto the family. So, yeah, my queen, thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you. And the message was not only about business. As I'm listening to the message, as you're ministering unto us, I'm asking myself how many of us are taking our children, our physical children whom we gave birth to, how many of us are taking them back to the Lord and say, Lord, this is yours, not mine, but yes, this is yours.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do what you
this
will.
This is your baby.
Yeah, this is your baby. Do what thou will. The Lord, you said that you will take care. Lord, that's your son. He needs school fees. He needs this. How many of us are doing even that? But Pastor Ange, may God awesomely bless you. Can you take us through prayer? As we are praying for the body of Christ in this
moment. I want to pray for all the women during Women's Month. I know that that Sibongile and Radio Pulpit brought me on today as a woman who's a woman of God, a minister of the gospel, as well as a marketplace minister, a CEO of my own business. I think, you know, God has been good. And I want to encourage all the women out there, if God can do it for me, surely He will do it for you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the great sacrifice that He made for us on the cross of Calvary. Father, during this Women's Month, I just want to present each and every woman that's listening to Radio Pulpit this morning, this afternoon, every woman that is connected to us, every woman in this nation, in this country, Father God. I may not know the struggles that each woman has had to endure, Father God, but you know. We know what each one has been going through. And I pray, Lord, that in moments when we women are weak, that you will strengthen us. Father, help us to be the best we can be for you, not through our own strength or our own ability, but through you, Holy Spirit. Father, we just want to surrender our lives back to you this day, that all that we are belongs to you, because all that you are belongs to us. We want to give our businesses, we want to give our finances, we want to give our children, we want to give our homes, we want to give every area of our lives over to you and ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to take complete control. To all the listeners of Holy Spirit, my prayer for them, as I pray for David and myself, is in the same way that your Holy Spirit was with Joseph, bringing him to success in everything in his life. Let your Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us, God. Use us for the establishment of your kingdom on earth as it is. Father, we are surrendered to you this day. And we just want to say that we love you. We love you, God, our Father. We love you, God, the Son. And we love you, God, the Holy Spirit. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Pastor Angie, for us who'd like to know more about the link, who want to receive the link, and I must say, yeah, family, please do send a message via WhatsApp to Pastor Ange so that you can get the link. Lisego will send the link later on how you can connect to the prayer. I see Zil, I acknowledge you, my queen. I've given you Pastor Angie's numbers. Lindy, where as well? Says Pindi, I'm coming to you on Facebook. I will respond on Facebook. And I'm not quite sure the other number, it ends with 7084 as well. I will just send the numbers so you can also I get the link. But send Pastor Angie a WhatsApp message so that they can forward you the link. And I'm going to ask the family to use those numbers the right way. Please, family, please, let's not abuse the numbers. Let's not call her at 3 o'clock. Let's not ask for things that she never said we should ask for. But yeah, let's talk to her about what the Lord is talking to us about today, now. All right. Love you so much. Pastor Ange, for those who are listening who can send a message, what is your number again?
082.
Right.
518.
Uh-huh.
3768.
082-518-3768. That is Pastor Angie Campos Reels numbers. My queen, thank you. You know I love you, Musne.
Love you. Speak to you soon.
Enjoy.
Bless you.
Enjoy the rest of your day then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, and may the Lord keep keeping Pastor Angie. And she will be joining us again next week. She'll be with us for this month of Women's Month, as she will be empowering our women, but also empowering the body of Christ. And I hope that even our men have been empowered. The numbers are green, 082-518-3768, 082-518-3768. Also acknowledging Pastor Lufuno Negota. Thank you so much, Bafunzi, for taking a moment and joining in and being with us. Sis Pindile Mapindi, I'm coming to you as well. And Tulani, you made a request for Mpho Phuthini's song, and I'm going to give you exactly that. You are worthy. Taking us out from our talk with Pastor Angie Campos-Real.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.